On a Monday morning, going to the restaurant that I have always dreamed of with my son after a shopping spree for the restaurant that needed stuff for the next day opening. After arriving, I stop the car on a loading zone that I see everyone stopping at to load their stuff for their businesses, as the surrounding area was full of businesses. As well as my neighbor, my business neighbor, stopped in front of me with his white car. On that day, I had inspection from the fire department to check on the restaurant. Seconds later, I saw a parking ticket person checking the cars, who has paid their ticket, who hasn't. I thought I was in the safe zone because so many people and so many businesses stop here to load their stuff for a few minutes or a few seconds. A minute later, I saw the parking ticket person approaching me. He came and told me that you cannot park here. I tried to tell him that I know, but I'm not parking. I'm only loading because it's a loading zone, as it says under the parking. And I see all my neighbors doing that, and my neighbor in front of me doing the exact same thing. He started talking angrily, and he said, "No, you must remove the car." I tried explaining, but he kept saying no. And he said that I cannot understand you. I tried explaining in a different language, which is French, but he kept saying no. And he kept saying that he doesn't understand me. Later on, my son came and tried to explain the situation. He told my son, when she learns English, she can come and talk to me then. And then he went on giving me $100 ticket and went to say nothing to my neighbor, who was doing the exact same thing as we were doing, loading stuff from the car to the restaurant. I was in a complete shock, and I started crying and told my son that we're closing today, we're not opening, and we're going home. A few hours after arriving home, my son told me that, "Mom, you need to check Twitter." I looked on Twitter, and one of my neighbors that is very close saw the whole interaction, and she posted it on Twitter. I was really appreciative of my neighbor posting about it because they were thinking the same thing, that it wasn't right what he did and what he said. Surely enough, the comments were flooded with racist comments, with supporting comments, and it was all of a mix. On the next day, I received calls from reporters from different journals and different TV news, wanted to talk to me and ask me what has happened. I surely enough told them all about it. But later on the same day, I got a call while I was in the restaurant with my daughter. The call was, "Go back to your country if you don't respect the rules here." It was another shock, and it was another cry with my daughter. After that, a person arrived at the restaurant, which was Saint John parking manager, actually. He came in to apologize for what has happened, and he assured us that the person will get fired. But I didn't want that. I didn't want anyone to get fired. I want them to understand that accepting others is important. I knew that that person who talked to me like that was supporting another family, because who doesn't? And I didn't want him to get fired. I want him to learn and respect others. After that, we saw on Facebook that the mayor of St. John has talked about it, and he said that this is not right, and things should not be like this, and racism is not correct, and they will support our restaurant, and they will support what we have been through. But surely enough, a few days later, no one really cared, and no one showed support, but a few people who were very close to us, and we really appreciate them. But overall, we still got calls, threats, and racist calls telling us to go back to our own country and not stay here.